On a cloudy day at Lambeau Field, these are our final thoughts. Mike, your key to the game.
There are a lot of them in this one, but I say it's prevent the big play. Reggie Bush and Calvin Johnson are explosive playmakers. They've already made a lot of big plays. Reggie Bush had a 70-some yard touchdown catch against the Vikings. He had a 37 yard touchdown run last week against the Bears. Calvin Johnson has made big plays going back several years now. The Packers need to prevent those big chunks of yardage that shift the momentum, and if they can do that, I like their chances.
And my key to the game is block those two maniacs on the Lions' defensive line. I'm talking about Ndamukong Suh and Nick Fairley. And it was Fairley especially who terrorized his team in 2011. I think I have him for four sacks, four tackles for loss, two forced fumbles in two games.
Last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He played in the Packers' backfield in those two games last season. And that has to be rectified this time around. Block them, scheme them, use that stretch play, get them going east and west, just don't get them going south into Aaron Rodgers' face. Mike, I should say Dr. Spofford, your injury report.
Well, the Packers used the bye week to heal up quite a bit, not 100% healthy, but a lot of hamstrings did get healthy. Clay Matthews, Morgan Burnett, Jarrett Bush, John Kuhn, all their hamstrings look good to go and should play. Also, Jermichael Finley and Eddie Lacy both back from their concussions and are probable on the injury report. Out for the Packers, Casey Hayward still out with that hamstring, although he may be coming back soon because he was doing a little bit of work in practice this week. And James Starks at running back with that knee is out. Also, backup offensive lineman Greg Van Roten sprained a foot in practice this week, and Mike McCarthy said he'd be out multiple weeks. So the Packers will be down one offensive lineman as far as the reserves are concerned. On the Lions side, a lot of guys on their injury report, most of them are probable, but three who are questionable, two of them in the secondary, cornerback Chris Houston and safety Glover Quinn. Now, the one who maybe from the news reports sounds the most in danger of missing the game maybe is Houston. Glover Quinn has made some big plays, been a big upgrade in the secondary for Detroit. Not hearing a lot about really any concerns about Calvin Johnson missing the game, although he's also listed as questionable with a knee injury, but I would expect Johnson to play.
I had to smile at the mention of Glover Quinn because he made a play in a game I covered a few years ago, a Hail Mary, where he literally batted the ball to the man who caught it and crossed the goal line for the game-winning touchdown. Of course, this is Hamstring Awareness Month. Oh, wait, no, that was last month. And my player to watch is linebacker Nick Perry, and here's why. I think the Lions are going to try to match up Reggie Bush on Nick Perry. Remember what the 49ers did in Nick Perry's first ever regular season game?
Right.
The 2012 season opener here at Lambeau Field. I mean, they did a lot of things by formation that required Nick Perry to drop into coverage. Oh, that was a rough start for the guy.
Yeah.
And Reggie Bush is a handful for any linebacker, any strong safety, anybody to cover. And I think Nick Perry is going to get a big dose of him on Sunday. And who knows? He's a USC guy, covering a USC guy. Maybe he'll come through.
Yeah, and my player to watch, and there are a lot of matchups in this game. You talked about the interior of the Packers' offensive line against those defensive tackles and Bush and Perry. My player to watch is Sam Shields, who I think is going to be matched up a good part of the game against Calvin Johnson. And Megatron has had some big games against the Packers in the past, some of them right here at Lambeau Field. But Shields, with a little bit of safety help over the top against the Bengals, he helped to hold A.J. Green to just four catches for 46 yards. One of those was a touchdown. But I think if the Packers can limit Calvin Johnson to that type of game or something in that range, I really like the Packers' chances because I don't think the Packers will turn the ball over four times like they did in Cincinnati. And if you can keep Calvin Johnson in check, and if Nick Perry can hold his own maybe in that matchup with Reggie Bush, the Packers should be in pretty good shape. With that, we'll sign off for now for final thoughts, but follow us online on Packers.com during the game for quarter-by-quarter updates. Ask Vic Halftime will be on the website at halftime of Sunday's game, and then also stay tuned to the website for all your post-game coverage. Thanks for watching, everybody.
This is a big one, Mike.
Yeah, it is.